And some of his choices are causing a lot of headaches in Washington, where the pressure is on. House Speaker Mike Johnson to anyone hesitating.
I think that the Senate should do its job and, sure, take a look, do a deep dive, vet these persons, but move them along for confirmation so that the president has the team in place to do what the American people have elected him to do.
Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns on the Trump team's strategy.
Pretty much full steam ahead, making no apologies for any of these picks. And saying that this was the president-elect's prerogative, however controversial they are. We know also that he and others have been working the phones to try to convince and lobby some of these Republican members on the fence.
Trump's latest announcement, billionaire Howard Lutnick to be Commerce Secretary. Prosecutors in Trump's hush money trial told the judge today they would agree to delaying his sentencing. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Trump's lawyers argued that the case should go away, and the New York prosecutors say that, in fact, the juror's verdict should be honored and that Trump should be sentenced, if necessary, after he's done with the presidency.
Ukraine has struck inside Russia for the first time using U.S.-made long-range missiles. Russian President Putin made more nuclear threats. Correspondent Holly Williams.
Russia says the U.S. is adding fuel to the fire with the move. And back in September, Vladimir Putin warned that if the U.S. allowed Ukraine to use ATACMS inside his country, it would mean that America and Russia were at war. Today, Putin approved a change in Russia's nuclear doctrine, lowering the threshold for a Russian nuclear strike.
Emotional testimony today in the trial of an undocumented migrant accused of murdering a nursing student on the University of Georgia campus. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is covering in Athens, Georgia.
They read aloud the last text message that Lakin Riley sent, and it was one to her mother. She said, "Good morning, about to go for a run if you're free to talk." And then they showed the text messages from her mother after that, trying to get a hold of her, saying, "I'm worried, what's going on?"
Meteorologist Grant Gilmore on the bomb cyclone aiming for the western U.S.
You've got flash flooding concerns, heavy snow in the higher elevations, up to 3 feet of snowfall, and then strong winds where along the coast we could see wind gusts near 80 miles per hour. Obviously, this is going to have significant impact with power outages and travel disruptions.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished 120 points lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More Racine Unified kids now have more access to mental health care. The school district has expanded access to its mental health clinics and is now offering services to all K-12 students living in the district. The three community clinics are located at Gerstead Agerholm, Knapp Elementary, and Julian Thomas. Previously, only kids at those schools were able to get assistance. St. Cat's takes center stage in primetime Thursday night. In a game that will be heard on WRJN, the St. Catherine Angels will be playing in the Division IV state championship game against Baldwin Woodville at Camp Randall. The top-ranked Racine team will kick off at 7 with pregame on WRJN at 6:30. The town of Waterford is considering a long-term contract with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling presented options to town residents last night. The Sheriff's Office has been helping in Waterford since investigations into the department started earlier this year. And the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved the initial phase of the Highland Estates subdivision. That is set to bring 700 residential units over the next decade. The project still needs approval from the full village board. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks over the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard with the go-ahead points with 3 seconds left. The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickle addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, with still two regular season games left to play.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership, and that's you know, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago by a blocked field goal on the game's final play.
You know, that's this league, and you look around the league, most of these games are going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never say die mentality. And I think that's what showed on that final play.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the low 40s. Rain developing for tomorrow, clouds around, and highs in the mid 40s. Becoming windy tomorrow night and Thursday with rain and snow showers around. Temperatures drop back into the 30s. Currently 57 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You want to see what I imagine is going to be a fantastic concert? Burton Cummings of the original Guess Who is going to be at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee March 26th. It's the 60th anniversary hits tour, and tickets are on sale now. Here's the Guess Who on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. Watch it ring and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you dream believer and I.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing,
bro? I'm doing all right. Are you ready to help solve the world's problems?
Yeah, let's do it.
We've got
Which one are we tackling?
We've got a big one here. This is very, very important. The question is, do you wet the toothbrush before applying toothpaste?
What kind of sick, twisted person do you think I am? Putting toothpaste on a dry toothbrush. No, of course you gotta wet it. You wet it before and you wet it after.
Okay, so you take the dry toothbrush out, wet it, you put toothpaste on, and then you wet it again.
Yeah.
And then you put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
So what's the point of wetting it first if you're going to wet it after?
I don't know. That's just the way I've always done it.
Okay. Well, see, you and I are different in this vein, because I take out the dry toothbrush, I put the toothpaste on, and then I wet it.
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess I'm thinking that I'm rinsing something off. It has accumulated since the last time I've used it.
Hmm.
And then once I wet it afterwards, maybe. I feel like it helps the toothpaste get into the toothbrush to make sure when I'm using it, I don't use it all up on the first couple of places that I touch.
Oh, you've got me rethinking my life.
What? Let me see your mouth. Come on over here. Open up that mouth. You missed the spot back there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Solving the world's problems. By the way, one thing I would not do, though.
Yeah.
Take the dry toothbrush, put the toothpaste on, and put it in your mouth dry.
No.
Can't do that.
Nope.
All right. Solving the world's problems. It's Stuart J. Waddles and me, Kurt Vollman, on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. It's going to be kind of drippy tonight and tomorrow. A couple of sprinkles, mostly cloudy and a low of 41 tonight. Tomorrow, more showers likely, mostly cloudy and 47, and kind of the same for Thursday, wet and a high of 45.
All the world outside, easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please listen, that's the way it should be.
Send no,
yeah, shouting from the mountains.
Hits WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. More Racine Unified kids now have more access to mental health care. The school district has expanded access to its mental health clinics and is now offering services to all K-12 students living in the district. The three community clinics are located at Gerstead Agerholm, Knapp Elementary, and Julian Thomas. The expansion aims to increase community access to mental health services. Previously, only kids at those schools were able to get assistance. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman faces a disciplinary complaint from the State Office of Lawyer Regulation. It's in regards to alleged misconduct during his 2020 election investigation. The 10-count complaint accuses Gableman of ethical violations, including filing false statements and disobeying court orders. It stems from his work as a special counsel for the Wisconsin State Assembly. The filing seeks sanctions and possible fines from the state Supreme Court against Gableman. The town of Waterford is evaluating a potential long-term partnership with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Law enforcement services was a topic last night at a meeting amid issues in the Waterford department. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling discussed how his office could enhance local policing efforts. There have been investigations and retirements in the Waterford department stemming back to May. Town officials intend to hold further public meetings to talk about law enforcement going forward. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the low 40s. Rain developing for tomorrow, clouds around, and highs in the mid-40s. Becoming windy tomorrow night and Thursday with rain and snow showers around. Temperatures drop back into the 30s. It's 55 right now.
Starts to rain, it begins.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, scientists have discovered a fossil of a dinosaur with an incredibly large nose. Cause of extinction? Nonstop bullying.
Oh, my darling, if the answer is no.
I love you,
oh, that sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Hang on, Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Come on, come on.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, most of these timeless hits were first spun on vinyl, and you just have a couple of more days for Cindy Huber's Artist of Record competition where you can win some vinyl. That's right. Listen to Cindy Huber weekday mornings between 9 and 10 this week. She'll tell you who that day's Artist of Record is. And when you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win the album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it all off, everyone who wins qualifies to win an actual record player on Friday, so you can play the music you win. She's doing it again. It's the Artist of Record with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you put down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, all right, all right, all right, da 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 da, all settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
WRJN.
Come back and be mine, no matter what you. CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Donald Trump is putting together his cabinet in record time. He says he will not reconsider Matt Gaetz as attorney general. He's also named billionaire Howard Lutnick to be commerce secretary. Caitlin Huey Burns has more from West Palm Beach.
He's essentially been putting the spotlight on the Senate to confirm his picks, arguing that he has a mandate from the voters that also elected these Republican senators. And when it comes to Gaetz, especially.